Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Love me, love forever. I like this line, and I wrote this line.
I love that song.
Do we like this line? Love me, love forever. Hello, Martin. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hi, I'm so happy to have you back. It was 1 year almost. We saw each other in August. We have big update. We need to find out what's going on in your life, how things are progressing. And he's our wonderful, Martin's our just friend of Accent On. And we are very proud to also have his great friend with him. Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Michelle, I will introduce everybody one more time. I will go around. Michelle, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing really, really good.
You came from Orange County.
Yeah.
Are you were like in my show like three times already, four times?
I think we're going on, four.
We are doing well.
Yeah, I really like that song that you started with. You know, that's...
Oh, Sun Is Going Down.
Our song. My husband and my song.
Okay, now. Yeah. Okay, we'll be talking about your husband because we have so many good things that we need to say. Life is really amazing and works for many people in different ways. Sometimes it really sucks. Sometimes really sucks, but sometimes just things are working miraculously well. But we have Michelle and we have Martin, and I have one more guest. And she's also my great friend, really, really great friend of many, many years. And her name is also Michelle.
Wow.
I don't know what to do. We have three MMM people on Accent On today. And, of course, Ilona Europa, your host of Accent On every Monday from 6 till 7. For the last 3 years, thank you again for listening, for downloading, doing everything what I never expected that will happen to me, which means I still enjoy my show, and I know that a lot of people are listening. Thank you so much for that. Okay, coming back to maybe good news. I hope some of you already know that for, I think, last month, every Monday, I have another show. That was my dream come true. I have my TV show. We call this Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe, plus Accent On, everything what I want to put Accent On, but it's on a camera, which means everybody switches from 7 till 8 into video channel on LA Talk Radio, and you will see us, you will see different guests, it depends. I know that Martin and Michelle will come a little bit later, because today Accent On TV has many, many guests and topics also, and we have only 4 seats. Crazy! I wish we have more. Anyway, one more time, official introduction to my friends. Everybody also knows Ilona doesn't like to pronunciate people's names, except mine, Ilona Europa. How easy is this? I change my name, stage name, Ilona Europa. It's easier for me. But for everybody's sake, and of course, respect of their names, I would love to introduce one more time my guest, and they will do by themselves. Hello, Michelle.
Hello,
you see, you think that they know English or they know how to speak.
No. Not when it's this hot outside.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
And like I said, you are my great, great friends of many, many years. Yes. Friends of family, friends of my daughter, and your two children are friends of my daughter, also.
Yes.
Then we share passion for the music, and we share passion for to just liking each other a lot.
Yes, you wonder,
hi, oh, she's snapping the pictures. Another Michelle, gosh, it's too hot for so many Michelles in my studio. But anyway, Michelle, your official, you have also two names, yes?
Right.
Which one today you're speaking under?
Well, I probably have more. I've probably been called a lot of different things, but mostly Michelle Tyler, yes.
Michelle Tyler.
Yes.
And outside of being my dear, dear friend, like I said, mentioned, the voice that we hear right now belongs to Michelle, but also simulates or sounds like, or sometimes even better than, voice of Stevie Nicks. Then I love this band. Most of people in the world are crazy about this band. We all love Stevie Nicks. But Michelle is my dearest friend, and she sounds like her. And that's amazing. Oh, Michelle,
thank you.
How did this happen? When did you discover that you can, that you have the sound in you? Because you also are a great singer and songwriter, and you are married to a wonderful husband, Bob White, we love him. We'll talk a little bit about him a little bit later. He's in China right now building studios.
Yes.
Anybody who wants a great studio in LA, please call to Ilona Europa, Accent On, and then I will put you together with the great, great engineer and sound designer, Bob Waits. And maybe we'll pitch his website.
Bob's?
Yeah.
It's Bob at bobwaits.com.
And you spell, because again, maybe I messed up the spelling of the name. Could you say his name again?
Sure. It's Bob Waits, and it's W-E-I-T-Z.
And .com, that's simple. Then if anybody wants to just check what Bob is doing and wants to build a great studio, he's the guy forever, you know, for all of us. And I'm recording a lot also.
He's on LinkedIn. He's on LinkedIn as well. So.
Yeah, he's already. And what can I say? Great guy, too.
Thank you.
Are married for 30 years?
Coming up on 32, which is really a long time. I mean, in the music business, you know.
It's like impossible in this beautiful LA place.
Well, that's what keeps us together, I think. I think not just that, but when you have a common love, you know, it's like when you've been married a long time, you know, people change. I mean, we're changing all the time. But when you have something that you really share, it gets you through times of hard times, gets you through times of sickness. Because you come back to that square one. And, and music has done that for us. It saved my life so many times.
Michelle, I know you're a very, very strong woman. You are really a little bossy, which I love this part about you, but
that's
I don't know, that's
my Capricorn nature. I can't help it.
that's a very good in this business. And somebody need to be bossy. If not, everybody walks all over you. Yeah. And that's maybe... And what is amazing also... You're a businesswoman, and you come from the business upbringing. You know, you had your travel agency. You did a lot of different things.
I did.
Well-educated. Yeah. But then whole life, you really devoted to the music.
Yeah.
And I know Bob is your great husband. He's multi-instrumentalist, again, studio builder and great, great engineer. And you both share passion, the same passion. And you spend so much time on a stage.
We do.
And you like multiply. Yep. Every few months I'm seeing that Michelle is doing something else. You're touring all over. You are playing big, big, smaller and big, big places and a little bit smaller. And then again, big, big places.
Yep.
You play for 500 people and 10,000 people.
Yeah, that's true.
I know a lot about you, but again, this everything needs to come from you. Can you describe us? How many bands you have, or how many bands you created?
Well, right now, I'm currently in three bands. We do Belladonna, tribute to Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac, and that's been around for 14 years, believe it or not. And it's Stevie and her solo career, along with the music that she did with Fleetwood Mac. But I'm really the only one that's in character. And the rest of them are like the backup band. And that's been very successful. And then the one we're doing now is, in addition to, I should say, is called Mirage.
Yeah.
And
that's exciting. That's a new band, yes?
Yeah, that's a new band. That's been around. We actually had our debut on Access TV, World's Greatest Tribute Band. So that was pretty major.
It's a pretty serious business, the tribute band's business.
Yes, it is.
Shows are so well produced, some of bands, not everyone.
Yeah, that's right.
Yours is amazing.
Thank you. I had
a pleasure to see you in Vegas.
I was at the Hilton.
Yes, in big hotel, and the lights, the clothes, the beautiful clothes that you have.
Well, you have to do that with Stevie Nicks, because that's kind of like an identifying a big part of her image is the fantastic clothes. So I have to find these. You can't get them off the rack.
No, you create all of them. Sometimes you take me to this nice district, fabric district, and you're picking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Because you want to not look only like her, but you are inside of her music.
Right.
You are really breathing and singing her music. May I ask you a little bit, sample of your voice? You have many voices. We had already Bob in the studio, which we played some of your songs. But today, you are live in a studio. We don't have guitars. You'll be just singing your voice. Please listen, people. This is a belladonna. This is my great, great friend who just sounds like Stevie Nicks when she feels like it. Okay, then hopefully she feels like today. Just give us a little bit.
Okay, well, this is a cappella. Okay,
beautiful.
So bear with me here, okay? Okay. Took my love and I took it down. Climbed the mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills. Till the landslide brought me down. Well, the landslide will bring it down.
Michelle.
Wow.
Oh. How beautiful. How beautiful. You know, and watching you also on a stage, watching you next to me, your whole face is changing. You love this music.
Oh, yes, I do.
You really love Stevie Nicks. Mm-hmm. You have so genuine love towards her art and who she is and way how she makes her life happen. You know, takes really, really amazing human being to be for so many years in this music business. And there's a lot of to learn from her.
And so many people, I mean, she just has such a great fan base, people that just, you know, love her. And you know, she's just so, you know, such an iconic figure that, you know, it's a lot to go out there and portray that or try to portray
big responsibility,
that.
Big honor, responsibility. And outside of that, everybody needs to run to Accent On and check the cool picture that Michelle sent to me. Also, it's from 7 till 8. You switch, everybody who wishes, go to video channel, will be seeing Michelle. And Michelle looks like Stevie Nicks. And I'm not like she really, really need to try very hard to look like her. She really has a lot of similarity when it comes to her face, and we heard her voice. She can change her voice in a second and just sound like Stevie. And that's why she's so successful, because her band has a configuration of 12 people in a band, sometimes a little bit less, depends.
Yeah.
But it's like sometimes you are expanding your band to the...
Belladonna, we've actually, when we did Access TV the first time with Belladonna, we've done that TV show twice.
Oh, that's
and,
great.
And we did Belladonna in season 3, and there was 10 of us on that little stage at the Whiskey. And then we did it in April, we did it as Mirage. And that's, of course, that's a 5-piece. That's like an authentic Fleetwood Mac. We've got a Christine McVie. We've got, you know, a Lindsey Buckingham. I mean, we're actually all playing the parts.
And I remember you having this idea to create this band. And then a few months later, all this reality and you really are playing this band. I saw the picture. Looks really hot. Everything what you do is just right. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we'll come back and talk a little bit about Mirage and other topics right now.
Okay.
We have the one gentleman here with us. Like I said, our dear Martin. Martin was here a year ago. And his life story can inspire, because we were talking about love. I am a very personal person. Sometimes I'm talking about my ups and downs, and my life for the last 3 years was a little weird too. I went through hell, I can say, but I'm coming back right now and I'm feeling a little better. I know that Martin had many, many bad years in his life. Martin, you didn't want to really live life like we think all of us live for many, many years. You were homeless for many years on the street. How many years you were on the street? How many years you lived on the street?
At least 15.
Yeah. People, this is it's very serious. I don't want to, because Martin is just charming man. He loves to laugh. He loves to play instruments. He is just charming gentleman. Then I think I don't want to dwell on his past because his future is much better right now. Still needs a lot of improvement, but he looks hot. He looks great. He smiles a lot. And even when few sad things happen also personally not long ago, he really fights very good fight for what life can bring instead of being in a place that he was in 15 years. You loved your wife dearly. How many years you were married?
Less than two.
Only 2 years?
Yeah.
What's happened to your wife?
Well, it was a result of having juvenile diabetes.
Oh, wow.
So basically, it was just her body gave out.
Mm-hmm. And you lost will to live life, and you just gave up, and you moved to the streets, and that's how you spent your last 15 years.
Well, she passed away about 6 years ago. I was homeless before, and then when I met her, I actually had some stability.
Yeah.
And I walked into knowing what I was going to encounter. I knew her health wasn't great, but I said, I'm going for it, because love overrides.
Yes, and so, yes, and yes, and yes.
So being with her was actually my most beautiful time in my life.
And like Michelle said, she's 30 years with love of her life, more than 30 years. I really am looking to love somebody again. Then I'm not giving up on love, because like you said, that's all what we really in the end are prizing in our life. The memories of and giving love to somebody and loving them and being loved. Then I'm moving right away to Michelle number one. Hello, Michelle. What is your name, full name?
Michelle McKinley Ansdell Frizzell.
And a year ago, like I said, Michelle is my friend also. She always comes to Accent On with different stories. And sometimes we are talking about her life, very unusual life story. We never finished yet. We were just stopped your life, I think, in the middle.
I haven't finished my life story.
Yes, then we'll come back and we'll create another show. But then life plays very fun games with us. One day you went to church because you are a believer. And how did you meet Martin?
I was actually going back into entertainment. That was my focus, and I was working toward those goals. And I went to church one day, and they were talking about just helping the brother in the pew next to you. I guess that's the best way I can say that. Yeah. People in church sometimes get down on each other for not helping, you know.
It's easy to talk than redo.
Yeah. And really we're probably at church because we need connection. Mm-hmm. And Martin was that person that was my brother in the Lord that needed help.
Yeah.
Not that it's not right or important to help a stranger at all. That's, just as valued. But to me, it spoke to my heart that there was somebody in need. And I really was only there to drive him to get his walker fixed. Mm. Yeah. And
that was a beautiful ride, because a year later, we had both of you on a show, and it was just the beginning of you getting really involved in trying to repair Martin's life. And was so much to be repaired, not only his health, not only his walker. Can you tell me what really problems he faced in his life? Because when you see homeless person, most of us don't understand that practically everything needs to be rebuilt in their lives. Almost everything. It's not like you give a little bit money or something, things go away. This is like full job to help and loving, because I know you in the process. I see your post on Facebook, the way how you describe and how happy you are if the step by step something good was happening in his life. That was your victory also, right? You know, both of your victories. And you're great people, great friendships was created because of that. Can you tell me, walker, first was walker, you needed to drive Martin to get him fixed his walker. What was the next things that you got involved?
We got the walker fixed, and we found more of the reasons why Martin uses the walker. He has diabetes as well, and he has peripheral neuropathy, which is a numbness of the hands and extremities. Also, balance issues. it wasn't very long that we found out that Martin's diabetes wasn't in control.
Yeah.
So we ended up in the emergency room. From that point forward, it was really evident that there wouldn't be a shelter that would take him.
Because it's too hard?
Yeah, it's
to take
very
care
complicated.
Of person. Complicated, yeah.
And sometimes just funds aren't allocated for things that are so unique. Mm-hmm. Or complicated, you know. They might be allocated for veterans or seniors or women. At the time, you know, struggling with any kind of addiction, that wasn't an issue of him being on the street. You know, so it wasn't an issue that anybody was interested in getting him off the street on. That sound, yeah, I hope that's
of course
sounds comes across clearer than it sounds in my ear right now when I'm yeah. saying it to you. But many people came together to make these things happen. I mean, the people at Johnny's Saloon in Huntington Beach just went to networking and getting us a place to fix the walker for free, and another nonprofit, Building Blocks for Hope in Huntington Beach, would receive donations for Martin because we needed to actually just pay rent. You know, pay for a motel and start going to doctor's appointments mm-hmm. and following through these things, just like you would do for anybody who is a resident, not homeless. This is hard enough to do when you actually have a home, right? Yeah. To go to 9 different specialists.
And have somebody, because I am, in a way, I need to take care of myself also. When I feel not good, it's tough for me to take care of myself and think about I need to go to doctor, I need to call doctor, something's wrong with me, find out what's wrong. Sometimes you just don't want to even face the situation.
Right.
You need to deal with your health issues or whatever issues there are. Is nobody there, then you took all of this responsibility on your shoulder with people who respond very nicely
yes.
to maybe you describing situation of Martin. In a cool way, I don't know why all these little things or big things are working and things are progressing in his life.
I think it's just the Lord.
You think just, that he has this belief in the Lord?
Yeah, I really do believe. It's not just the belief, but it's the reality that God is real and involved
and
in our lives.
I saw pictures.
You know?
He was in a hospital. Mm-hmm. We have it. Then you were in hospital with him. I know that diabetes, Martin. How are you feeling? You know, we talk a little bit. Of course, my daddy also was heavy diabetic. I am. Also diabetic, we share some pills together, the same one, Martin, that it's just is scary. It's really tough sickness, but it's manageable. It's manageable and obvious need to be manageable. I love cakes and I'm not supposed to have cakes with the sickness and I'm bad, you know, bad person to not do what is right for me. I am sure, Martin, you probably are overwhelmed to take care of yourself when nobody's around. Yes?
Yes.
Then what about food? The choices of food?
You said something that I think is really super important just a couple beats back. If I'm in home and I'm in control of my finances and I'm the one paying my bills and I get to choose whether I go into the red or I get to choose not to pay my gas. Mm-hmm. I get to choose not to pay my gym membership if I want to do something. By Martin, it took a lot of humility for him to give control over to his life, because you've got somebody who you don't know telling you're going to need to do this. You're going to have to do this. I mean, you really have to give a lot, you know, over to other people. That is a little invasive. Right?
Yes, of course. Stepping into our lives and telling me what to do. In
a
way, you want help, but
I'm going to have the cake.
It's my cake. You know, don't tell me what to
deal with it. You know,
I know.
But he really. So I just very proud of him. I admire him for being able to come back. That's one of the biggest.
The journey of
growing
one.
Journeys, right? Because you really have to work with your best resource.
Yeah.
And my life is not dedicated 100% to Martin.
Of course.
You know?
Okay. I will make big setup.
He can't just, you know.
I know you're a big believer, and things are happening for good people sometimes in a nice way. They come back to us. We say it's bad karma, good karma. I believe in a great karma. And when it comes to you, I think the good karma really got to you in the best way, because you met your husband because you also met Martin. And I want this story to be said because always good story comes out sometimes of very bad situation. Yeah. And again, it's a beautiful story. I love this story. It's like movie in the making, you know, again. Then, Michelle, tell us. I see your picture. You're really, really newlyweds. You were many years alone. Yes, how many years you were divorced?
Oh, do we have to go there? I don't know, 13.
13 years. Okay, that's a good time. 13 years old, but...
I think, I'm not sure.
I know you because you're a very independent woman in a way, and you do your life your way. And
that's
I don't
true.
Think so you
that's
were searching.
Yes.
You were searching deeply, you know, to find the one, the next one or something. No, you are pretty hot, very hot girl anyway. And we'll talk a little bit about your talents because you are in entertainment business. Then I want to also talk about you. But yeah, tell me, how did you meet your husband?
Well, we were really good friends when I was in high school. And we just grew up in the same Huntington Beach. And we grew apart, you know. Go to different, you know, college or high school, go on from there. And long story short, we were connected on Facebook.
We love Facebook.
Hashtag at whatever you want to put there. Selfie. But he from time to time would just, you know, message me, hi, oh, I didn't realize you were still in town, kind of the different kinds of things. And he would ask, you want to get together for coffee just to talk? And I'd be everywhere. I mean, he tells that part of the story better than I do. But he'd be like, oh, no, I don't have time. Or, yeah, maybe later, or... You know, this kind of thing, back and forth. And finally, Martin really likes Steve, and they have a great friendship, a lot of strength there. And Steve says, well, you're asking for money to support Martin. I'm going to donate something, but I'm not going to, I don't do GoFundMe, I don't do credit cards. You'll have to come get the cash.
That
was the first time.
For Martin, we'll do everything.
Years.
We'll get the cash.
Yeah, exactly, right? It was so funny because I went to pick up the money, and he was waiting to also, he has a 19-year-old daughter, Steve does, a lovely girl, Riley.
I saw her picture, beautiful girl.
Oh, yeah, and so she was coming by for me too, I guess. Yeah, she had something, some roller skater and something she's going to, I'm not sure. And I came and I ended up hugging him, of course, thanking him, and it was the moment I turned away, I was like,
uh-oh. What's happened? What just happened?
Okay. You know, and then we just keep talking, and he was very supportive and more compassionate than in such a special way than any other man I know. Oh. And he was my friend, and I realized that he was probably the only man I was really in love with. And I didn't know, but I was 17, 18, you know, 18 maybe when we met. And he's 5 years older than I am, you know. So wouldn't know, you know, this from that, I guess, at that time, you know. That's and great. And he was so respectful. Isn't that the craziest thing? Oh, we're on talk radio. I can tell this one. Oh, so anyways.
This is a real life story.
And that's what we do on Accent. This is a real life story. This was because we're talking about my faith. This is when I actually got a Bible. For the first time, my sister gave me a Bible, and I started reading the Bible, and I thought, you know, really, this is the time that I can choose to have the Lord be the Lord of my life. The difference between maybe just believing in those truths. And apparently, him being one of my best friends at the time, I had said, I'm going to be a virgin until I get married. And I imagine I probably told that everybody. Now I'm like, oh, my gosh. But, you know, I was like, I made it through high school.
Wow. Yes.
Oh, that sounds terrible. But the point being, it was one of those things where he just, fast forward to now, he said, I've been in love with you for 30 years, over 30 years. And I said, well, why didn't you tell me? And he said, well, you told me you were going to be a virgin until you got married. And I didn't know exactly what would scare you away. The hug, the kiss. You know, not like he just would say, I was just respecting you.
Wow.
And here's a sad thing about that. I think sometimes as women, and I don't know that it matters where you grow up in our culture, but he was probably the only man from the time I was 12, to be honest, that respected every boundary that I had that way.
Wow.
As it came out of my mouth to say, this is what I'm going to be. He might have thought I was a Looney Tune, maybe everybody did.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, this was something a big deal to me. And he's like, he respected that. And That's the person I walked away from, right?
Amazing.
Right? That's the person that's like, oh, there must be something wrong. He's not interested in me. But because our culture and my upbringing and things that happened during my upbringing, another story, another thing, right? Another day, kind of conditioned me to believe that, you know, if somebody wasn't trying to hug you or kiss you or move that direction, they weren't interested
We love you, so, Stevie, for making Michelle so happy. And Martin, you are the like angel of love or whatever. This is so beautiful story. Imagine, Michelle really gives a lot of heart to helping others. And she's a warm person and loves children. You work with children, for children. You are a very talented puppeteer.
Thank you.
And I remember you starting your business many, many years ago. You were very successful what you were doing. Then you little step away, life like always plays crazy game on us. Right. But then you were rebuilding your business, and I think you're doing okay.
We're moving that direction.
Gosh,
I'm really very excited. We're going to be working on a web series for a kids web series and interactive with the puppets and play along. And
that's fantastic.
Have some people maybe interested in doing like a Fit Kid Club, mm-hmm. where just vignettes on the websites to teach kids about health and fitness and being a totally fit kid, which isn't just eating and
exercise.
And
she's not talking
that,
to
yes.
talk only about this. If everybody will look at Michelle's picture, she loves fitness, great mm-hmm. food. You are a runner. You are doing everything right. You really look amazing, amazing,
well,
amazing,
you.
Amazing, amazing. I want to be you. Okay.
I want to be her.
We want to be her.
To be
no,
you.
She's a. We want to be each other.
That's right.
Martinko.
Well, we
Martinko, that's Polish. Polish way of saying Martin. Martin, I know it's a lot of junk in front of you that you need to fight against. And what is the hardest battle right now? What do you think is the toughest things to make you believe that you can be better, that you can really accomplish something good? What is one thing that you are afraid of? What is the weakness? Do you have some weakness or you believe that things can happen? Okay.
Things are going to be okay, but there's a lot going on, and right now I'm going through grief.
Yes.
This upcoming week I'll be going to Arizona because I found out yesterday that my mother had passed away.
I'm so sorry.
So I'm right in this.
One more thing to think about it and just deal with it, the grief, and yeah, going back to Arizona. But you said that it's bittersweet, you know, in a way. Your brother invited you, yes, to Arizona. You'll be seeing your brother also, yes?
Well, I'll be seeing all of them.
That's
all
good.
My,
then means
and
that
I haven't seen them in years. More than likely, it'll probably be the only time.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, no, because they all live in different parts of the country.
Oh, so. Yeah, you're right. Maybe the get-together there will be for this reason. But that's good. That's good. That's very good. Sometimes we never have the chance to have everybody or the most of us in one place anyway. Then,
right.
You know, mostly the, yeah, mostly the funerals are bringing people in a sad way together. But that's okay. You will take that because you will see your family, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Then we have 2 months for you to get better. Better and better.
Yes.
Because you are leaving. No, when you are leaving?
It's going to be, I think, the 27th.
Oh, this month. I
this
don't know
month,
why
September.
I was thinking
yeah.
September.
No.
Oh, gosh. Okay, that's close.
Next month.
Yes.
Okay. Are you flying alone?
Yes.
That's fun. You like flying?
No.
Me too. I hate flying. Anyway, okay. Let's move to Michelle, because Michelle, you are doing also great stuff, because you play a lot of concerts for soldiers. And
yes.
Can you tell us? This is like 10 times already.
Yep.
It's a very good show. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, our very first show, and this is good karma, I believe. This is, you know, the way that it all works, the universe and everything. Our very first show is Belladonna. It was in December of 2001, and it just happened to be at the Veterans Administration in Los Angeles, and we did a holiday benefit that we've done every year since. And it's just wonderful because it's grown. It started off maybe 200 veterans and their families, and it's grown to 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people. And every year we do it, and Jim Belushi also donates his time. And it's just wonderful because there's so many veterans that are just forgotten. You know, there's so many guys in wheelchairs, missing limbs and stuff. Mm. And you know, but they are so, they're so happy that we're there and that, that they're listening to the music. It really, you can really see that it's reaching them. And it's just a wonderful feeling. I mean, you know, we just do it every year because, you know, we're giving something back.
Yeah, yeah. Feels good to do that. I know.
Yeah.
I always say that I like to work with children causes mm-hmm. because
yeah, you do.
Seems like also that's why my heart naturally was longing to help another child. I'm teaching a lot of talents, and sometimes they are very young. And for a few years, we were raising money for Music for Heart for children from El Salvador. Then I am right now looking for nice charity or looking for any good cause that I can get involved again. Mm-hmm. The Music for Heart turned right now into Gift of Life organization, and they don't do small events. They really are building hospital in El Salvador mm-hmm. right now with great doctors, and children are not anymore flying to America. They are operated at El Salvador. Then, you know, one tiny idea, because Music for Heart, I remember, starts because of Brenda Small. Her child had heart issues, and in America, this is not too big issue, but in El Salvador, children are dying of that. Then Brenda said, God and doctor save my child. I will save one child a year and raise the money. And she's home little mothers and nice friends were, you know, raising money, and then eventually start growing. Then I came to the picture with a lot of my students and singers and parents and grandparents, and we were raising a lot of money, and a lot of children's lives were saved. You don't even know who you are saving lives, but you feel good about it. Then, okay, this show is really sweet, today's show. We really have a Martin. He was here a year ago, and I think he's doing much better. The things are progressing to him, and like always, life is up and down, up and down. And we never know what will happen tomorrow to me, to all of us. But he is here today with us, and we are very, very happy with his really great friend, Michelle. And again, Michelle is very happy because she met her husband in a way with connection with Martin. Michelle spent sweet 1 year helping Martins with a lot of people. And yeah. And the same, we are talking to our Michelle Tyler, who for years, you are just not only entertaining us, you still find time to do the right things. When right time comes and ask for your music and devotion to the, you know, volunteering, that's what you do. Then again, please, people, if you feel like you would like to help whoever, doesn't need to be a big cause, any cause is good, and you can do it. And I have this tiny little break because we like to play music. Then maybe today I will play one of my oldest songs. It's called Je t'aime mon amour. And obviously it's about love. And that's what we talk about this today. Love for the human being.
Je t'aime mon amour. I love you. Yo te quiero solo tu. Like every song that I've heard over and over again lives in my heart. Tell me again, I love you, mon amour, solo tu, familiar too. I want to keep in my head, rewind forever the day I met you, when my world collapsed under my feet. Make me believe you love me for the rest of your life. What is unreal passes us by. I want to start the merry-go-round. Time's running out for you and I have my dream. Come stay with me. The days of our lives side by side, and night filled with love is all I want. The days of our lives side by side, at night only dream is all I want. Je t'aime mon amour, I love you, yo te quiero solo tu. Like every song that I've heard I want to keep in my head, rewind forever today. I met you when my world collapsed under my feet. Make me believe you love me for the rest of your life. What is unreal passes us by. I want to start a merry-go-round. Time's running out for you and I have a dream. Come stay with me.
Everybody wants little Je t'aime, mon amour. I like that. Yes. We were just saying a little bit in a break when we were listening to the song, or not listening to the song. Michelle, that was a very, very good story, because you mentioned a year ago when we were on the air, somebody called you or wrote you, yes, little text. Yeah. That's cool. Could you like fast forward what's happened?
It was pretty amazing. We were on air last time. As soon as we got home, I got a text message from somebody I worked with 20 years ago, and an amazing actor, entertainer. He's got a political science degree, and I'll ruin his resume and bio, so I won't go all into it. He's very talented. He's and he ended up being homeless, and he texted me. He said, you know, I've been on the street for 7 days. I'm scared to death, paraphrase, and I don't know what to do. And all I could do first was pray, because a lot of things were happening very fast. Everybody's situation is different.
Yeah.
The only thing that homeless individuals all have in common is they don't have shelter. This is, even today, we were a good friend, Hesper. She was helping somebody who was a meth addict, and he's fighting Hep C on the street at the beach, needing medication. She's looking that up. And then we had another friend who just lost everything in a divorce, and then landslide from there, no support, in her car. You know, these are all different situations. But when Mike called me, that's like your little brother calling you. You don't start looking up shelters, although I did that too, just in case. But it was like, if I have a couch, that's where, you know, if you can, that's where your family should be, your friend should be, my belief. And ended up being that Mike was a total godsend with Martin.
Wow.
Just an incredible bridge and strength. And immediately Mike stepped right in, and he started volunteering and helping in this capacity, but also started helping at Beach City's Interfaith Services, which is open 5 days a week in Huntington Beach, you know, and sleeping at the library. Homeless, you know, wake up, and you know, he would have his belongings, his nicer interview clothes, you know, stored with us at our house, and we could offer a shower and laundry when, you know, we could, but we have a very small place right now, a studio, and he made do. And when we offered, he would no, I don't want to. And he's worked very hard, and he just got into a place this last Monday. Mm. But he's working this incredible, you know, no addiction. It's just life. It's, you know, the car got stolen, and you couldn't get to work. You lose your job.
Yep,
the person you're renting a room from decides they want to give it to their uncle in three days.
Yeah,
you know, and you've got nothing, you know.
I know.
This just really bright, funny, great guy, and I know he didn't want to. He laughs. He says, all my friends are actors. I can't ask them to put me up. Because they're a stage paycheck away, you know. And it was hard for him to even reach out to me. But it's been an amazing blessing, and like I said, and he's working very hard on behalf of the homeless in our area. daily, but he's also my assistant. Wow. He's my assistant, my puppeteer. He's really my he's my foil. I don't know. I'm not really sure who the straight person is, him or I. But I mean, I'm in pigtails, and you know, he has funny looking puppets on his hands. But he's amazing. He's just really amazing. And all these plans that I have to maybe do something with children, or whether it's health and fitness or it's faith based things, he has just been so instrumental to me because.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, just he.
But knowing that somebody was listening to our interview and just reached out again to you,
yes,
you know, and then you continue this great friendships. That's always is the one phone call away. Friends are one phone call away, and do not worry to talk to your friend about your life troubles. Sometimes we are hiding and saying, "Oh, everything is okay." But when I had issues in my life, if not for my friends, I really do not know what we'll do with my daughter. I really, when our life turned upside down, nobody helped except my friends, and that was good enough for me and for my daughter to just come around and do day by day our life. And I'm not complaining, life is good right now, but it was very, very hard a few years ago. Anyway, today's show is also supposed to have a wonderful artist who couldn't make it today. He has a rehearsal because I think Sunday he has a big show. Then maybe I will read his announcement, it's very important. But yeah, we're supposed to have Nick Palance in our on our show. He's a pop opera singer songwriter, and he will be heading a new show, Coming Home, with Nick Palance and Friends, a charity benefit to benefit homeless people, on June 28th at Casa del Mar. Then please, people, if anybody listens and is interested in helping the cause, today we are talking about homeless and how to little bit be better person by reaching out to maybe people in need, anybody who we think maybe will need something of us. Just open the door, open your heart, open maybe your wallet, open just arms, and just give it to your friend and whoever needs. And one of these shows is this. Okay, I'm looking if we can contact, how we can contact. Okay, yeah, to purchase tickets. I have this written, I have this link on Accent On. It's www.opcc.net. It's very slash. Oh, gosh, it's so hard. People, go to Accent On. Go to my post and scroll down, read more. And we have link how to really buy the tickets, go for the beautiful show, and help people like Martin. And again, Martin needs help, a lot of help. Little money or a lot of money, he needs little things and a lot of things. What do we need right now for Martin the most, Michelle?
I'm going to say encouragement and prayer right now.
Oh, my God.
I really do, because I have to say this one thing is that, you know, that what I said about somebody helping a stranger and somebody helping somebody you know. There's a couple in Texas, Don and Robin Screen, who have, since the day I put out on Facebook that everyone had decided to put Martin back on the street and go find him again if we could. I said, please, we just started this going to these doctor's appointments. I was floundering. I was like, I need him to stay in the hotel. That was my big thing. Don, who is UPS service, I'm not sure. He was on a business trip in Canada. He saw the post, and he saw other people that were homeless, and he thought, I can't help everybody. I don't even know what to do. Yes. He saw that, and he and Robin, his wife, they sent the money to cover Martin for another week in the motel. Mm-hmm. Since then, they have done this every month.
Wow.
We've had other people that have definitely, the contributions are significant, and they mean something. You know, so it's not that, you know, if you're not sending $500 to cover the rent for the month, it's not important. Every bit has been important.
Yeah,
and
course.
Every bit has gone to things. But I just have to say that, you know, they just felt
they
need
don't
to
question
help somebody.
They just,
yeah, they just sometimes, did it. I just think the most
don't look
amazing
for bigger
thing.
Picture. Sometimes just that smaller picture also makes the big picture much more crispier. Then just reach out, like I said, with tiny help.
And we have the GoFundMe account too. GoFundMe, but we do have that still because we have the two. We just got the okay for Martin's public assistance. That should start regularly soon.
Yes,
2 to 4 months is the window. We are covered for July. which is amazing and a great thing. We're going to look into August and September, just as an outside. Mm-hmm. So if anybody
and the Social Security, yes,
yes, that's what it is.
So
yeah,
it will be big help. That's congratulations again. Yeah, time is running out.
Yeah.
Then I need to say bye bye. But I know you have your trip to Arizona, and in said moment, hopefully some good memories will be built there with your family. Michelle, congratulations on your beautiful marriage, and hi Stevie to your husband,
Steve.
And when it comes to my dear Michelle Taylor, I love you dearly.
Love
and
you
everybody who wants to see and hear Michelle one more time and see Ilona Europa on Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe, with Lucy Hill and her guest, who is a British actor, then please tune to video channel live. And later you can download, you can just watch how many times you want us. Hopefully you will enjoy our TV show on camera. Again, Martin, I love you for coming because you drove from Orange County with Michelle. Michelle, I love you for being Michelle.
Oh, thank you.
And being my friend, Michelle Taylor, love you.
Very inspiring.
And
very inspiring.
Thank you so much for listening today. Thank you again.
Thank you.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.